The Sixth Border Biennial continues more than a decade-long binational collaboration between the El Paso Museum of Art and the Museo de Arte de Ciudad Juárez on an exhibition simultaneously occurring on either side of the El Paso-Juárez border. This edition of the Border Biennial addresses challenges posed by the 2,000-mile-long border bisecting the Frontera region through artworks in a variety of media. There is an open call for artists, and the deadline to apply is April 15th, 2020. And here to talk Border Biennial with me is Kate Green of the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks, Marina. It's so great to be talking with you.
I know. You know, this is the second time we check in, but the first time that we're actually recorded. So I just wanted to check in on, like, how are you feeling working from home? How's that going? Do you miss being surrounded by art?
You know, I really miss our exhibitions, and not only do I miss our exhibitions and our, you know, 7,000 objects in the collection, you know, I get to visit favorites and rediscover things every day, but you know what I also really miss is seeing people interacting with the art, seeing visitors interacting with the
art. Right.
That's the real charge for me. That's what really excites me about being here, being at any museum, is seeing, you know, we're custodians. It's in our mission, in all of museums, every museum's mission, to custodian, because stewards of their collection, if they have a collection, and to extend its impact really for their audiences. And, you know, to be stewards of the collection in this community really is an exciting opportunity. And it really comes alive when I see people excited, you know, and lately, I don't know if there have been a lot of classes or what, but as I wander around the galleries, meet people there, you know, bring tours through, whatever, I've encountered so many people with questions, like excited about what they're looking at and wondering about this artist or that. So I really miss, that's when everything comes alive for me. And I do really miss that, you know, I really do. But, you know, I love being able to be near my dog all the time. So that's a good upside.
I feel like our dogs are totally winning this quarantine situation. Like, I don't know what my dog is going to be like once we go back to work. And I feel like I already feel so bad for her.
I do too. I'm like, don't get too used to this, because this isn't going to be forever.
Right, right. We are looking into the future. So hopefully, you know, the biennial can just continue as it always has.
It will.
That's right. It will. But you can't do it without the artists actually applying and sending you their artwork. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. You know, and I know this community, El Paso Juárez, the Borderplex, this is now our sixth biennial. So it's been over 10 years, and I know you, Marina, have been involved, and much longer than I've been, you know?
It's my favorite show, or one of my favorite shows, I should say. It's just so exciting.
I was just corresponding, you know, I've been trying to drum up, get in touch with editors and across the country and in Mexico, and I was just emailing with the editor of Art News, and who's not someone I've met before. And I said, hey, I just want to make sure this is on your radar. You know, I'd love it if you all were interested in giving, you know, talking about or giving some coverage. And he said, this is very much on my radar. He said, the show has definitely been on my radar. And I look forward to following it and giving, you know, and in fact, he did a blurb on it today. But, you know, it's just so heartening how much it means to so many people, and especially to the creative communities who live along the border, you know, from, of course, all the way from Brownsville, say, to Tijuana, including, of course, El Paso Juárez. But the artists, creatives on both sides of the border along that entire 2,000-mile stretch are involved in this project. And that's really
wild.
It's
pretty fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really wild when you think about its breadth and how the border touches all of our lives. Of course, we know that for those of us who live on the border, but, you know, the imaginary of the border touches everyone. And I think the interest in, say, from Maximiliano, the editor at Art News, who, you know, I've never met, I don't think he's ever been here, but, you know, he's in New York. But he, you know, was immediately interested. So I think it speaks to that and speaks to the interest of what's happening here. And yeah, you mentioned it doesn't happen without artists. And, you know, I don't know if it's you and I were talking about it or somebody else, but someone asked me, so what is the show about? And, you know, I can tell you what I've been talking about with the curatorial advisor, Cecilia Fajardo-Gil, and art historian and independent curator. Amazing. She did this incredible show called Radical Women that was across the country in LA, Brooklyn, also in Brazil. And Rolando Flores, an artist, incredible artist, part of this collective, Tercer en Quinto, based out of Mexico City. So I can tell you what I've been talking about with them and my colleagues at MSDJ in Juarez, which is thinking about the body and the border and what it does to those of us who live here, those of us who can cross, have legal ability to cross, mm-hmm. those who can't, those who don't, because they don't want to, you know, whatever. It affects all of our bodies, you know, it really does. And everyone knows that here. And also thinking about not only we think we are so involved in the present. And I think one of the things that we were really wanting to do with this biennial is not only focus on the present, but also get into the past, which helps us, of course, understand how we got to where we are and imagine futures. And so we can talk in a bit about how that will play out in the exhibition. But back to what is this exhibition about, that it's about artists, you know, so this is what I've been talking about with the advisors and my colleagues, et cetera. But, you know, what it is about is really will be determined by the artists who are in it. And of course, that comes from the artists who submit work to be considered as artists to be part of the exhibition. So now through April 15th, it's been open for a little over a month so far. We have a couple of weeks to go. April 15th, artists can submit materials. You can go to our website, epma.art, and find the link by going to the exhibition page. The link is actually on every page of the website right now.
Yeah, and it's right on the top. Little it's right blue there. Yeah, you can't miss it.
Can't miss it. And it's, of course, bilingual. The information's bilingual once you click. And so the exhibition, what it is about, will really be determined by who applies, you know? And so for this exhibition, we have some really exciting couple of shifts or expansions of the project, I should say. So from the open call, we'll select a couple of dozen artists. And, you know, there is no reason to stress out about the work that you submit as an artist, because we're not necessarily selecting the works that you submit, we're selecting you as an artist.
And that's what I was going to ask, you know, give us those nuggets of advice as they think about filling out their applications, because that point right there is super important.
It is super important. I want everyone, because that's a slight shift. I think mm-hmm. that artists are used to submitting work and feeling like they're going to be judged only on that work, whether they're in or out. In this case, we're wanting to be more expansive and really getting to know. One of the things that we heard from past biennials is wanting artists to have more, the artists wanted and the creative communities wanted more engagement with the project, more engagement with the curators, more engagement with the museums. And so one of the ways that we're doing that is selecting artists with whom we will work. We, the curatorial team, will work with each artist to select the works for the show. So what you will be submitting as an artist is a very small, you know, paragraph on how your work relates to the border. You'll submit files relating to up to 5 artworks. You'll be submitting also a proposal. It could be drawn, it could be written, it could be, you know, pictures, it could be collaged, it could be anything you want, but a proposal for a future project you'd like to do on the border, about the border, intervening into the border. It doesn't need to be an intervention. I should also say, you know, maybe you're a painter and you have imagined a body of work that you might like to do in the future that is about the border, relating to the border. And so then our team will be looking at those submissions and really looking at the artists. from all those materials, understanding what the artist is about from their CV, of course, as well, and then selecting a couple dozen artists to work with on selecting artworks for the exhibition, which will be in the two locations.
That is exactly, I think, the information that artists want to know. So don't forget, artists, the open call is currently on for the Border Biennial. And if you are an artist from anywhere along those 2,000 miles, by all means, apply. You can find it at epma.art. It's on every little blue banner, and the deadline is April 15th, 2020. Today, my guest has been Kate Green of the El Paso Museum of Art and part of the curatorial team for the biennial. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. And I want to say that one of the other things we're really excited about for this biennial is not only will we be working with about two dozen artists living along the border, but we'll also be inviting a couple of artists who live beyond the border, but whose work engages the border. And this is really exciting. We're doing a catalog with, it looks like, Temblores Publicaciones out of Mexico City, fantastic book publishers. And so that is a really key part of the exhibition. Each artist will have a submission in that catalog. So it'll really extend the impact of the project.
That is so cool. Thanks for sharing that. All right. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.